I'm joined on the line by Steve Summers, who's the Chief Operating Officer at Brentwood Council. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
First of all, the enforcement officers have been out in Brentwood, West Horndon, Worley and Pilgrim's Hatch. Who are the enforcement officers and what are they actually doing?
So the enforcement officers work on behalf of the council, and their remit is to make sure that the borough is clean and looks clean. And also part of their role, which is an important part, is making sure that people don't offend, or where they find them offending, then we will fine them, because obviously we want to keep Brentwood as clean as possible and looking as beautiful as ever. So they will, they've been doing a lot of work over the last few weeks, and they've been fining people where they find they are causing and throwing rubbish, basically.
So one of the things is, out of 196 fines, 170 were those for cigarette butts. What about people that are doing fly tipping? Because I know a lot of people are concerned with that as well.
Yes, so this is an early piece of work that we're doing, but we will certainly, they will be moving on to, I suppose, more serious offences, though any rubbish is a serious offence, but certainly fly tipping will be one of the things that we will be following up on most seriously, and they will be devoting their attentions to that as well, without a doubt.
And is that paid for, the enforcement officers, by the council, or does that come out of Essex County Council?
No, it comes out of the borough council's resources.
Yeah.
So it's something we do as an initiative.
If you find people, does that money go back into sort of the local area? And
That's correct. So yeah. we will use that money. But I think the main thing is the message. Obviously, we don't want people to be throwing their litter as they walk along or out of their cars. And also, you know, we don't want people to fly tip. So this is a really serious initiative and a message to people, please don't do it, because we don't want them to do it.
Yeah. Business grants, the additional discretionary grants, the applications for this are closing on Sunday, the 21st of February, but there's going to be a further review for funding once the Treasury budget's announced on the 3rd of March.
Yeah, that's correct. Mm. So as you and residents and businesses will know, we've managed as an authority to distribute a vast amount of funding. I think it's over about $35 million.
Yeah.
But to assist businesses in these difficult times. But you're right, we're hoping more funding will take place or will be made available after the 3rd of March. We'll have to wait and see. But we'll also, you know, if anyone thinks they're in need of a grant, then please contact the council and we will look into it for them, because I think it's a really key part of keeping businesses afloat, hopefully ready for when we come out of lockdown.
Now, the Civic Award nominations are open. Tell us a little bit about the Civic Awards, if people are not aware, and how they can nominate.
So we have a Civic Award every year through the council, and we invite nominations through the council's website. And the nominations are for people who help in the community, you know, whether they're part of a community organisation or whether they're an individual. And over the years, we've had some really good people win Civic Awards, so it's really good to see and really nice. Closing for nominations is the 30th of April this year.
Yep.
So if anyone's aware of someone they think should be nominated for a Civic Award, then please go to our website and make that nomination, because it's a really good thing to do.
Yes.
And to award people in the community that do really good things.
Yeah, and there's been lots of people, as you know, during COVID have done some amazing work.
Yeah, they have.
Now, talking about exercise, I don't know what you're like, Steve. I'm a bit of a couch potato. So there are some free yoga, meditation, Pilates and other exercise classes online for families, and it's completely free.
That's correct. So we're offering some free video classes to try and keep everyone fit, as you say, which is a really good thing to do, and essential, I think, at this moment in time. So they are available on the Brentwood Centre website, and there's some tomorrow, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, and next Friday. So it will be good for people to have a look at that, and if they've got the time, it will be good for them to actually go on the classes. I might even try one myself. We'll wait and see. Maybe Pilates.
Yeah, well, that is quite difficult, Steve. I used to try and do it myself.
maybe I'll bet one of the others.
No, I'm
yoga and meditation.
I'm sure they'll all be like for beginners. So, and it's a little bit of fun, and it is for the whole family as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, moving out of lockdown. We should be getting some info shortly about how we're going to be moving out of lockdown. Yeah. So have you got any inkling at all?
No, I think at the moment with the council, they're in a similar position to everyone else, really, where I think we're all waiting to see what the plans will be. And I think everyone's keen for us to move out, but it looks like it's going to be a cautious approach, which is understandable. And certainly for us, you know, we always adjust our plans to meet what central government are doing. So, you know, in some ways it would be good to move out, but it probably in a cautious approach. That makes sense at the moment in time. But the sooner, obviously, the vaccinations can go, which is been going at a tremendous pace across the country and certainly within Brentwood.
Yes.
And the you know, the actual numbers of cases falling, which is really good. So we'll just have to wait and see, but the same as everyone else, we will adjust our plans accordingly to meet whatever central government wish to do.
Now, King George's playing field scheme, it's £7 million scheme, isn't it? Tell us a little bit more about it. What's going on there?
So the scheme is to bring forward a big refresh, basically, of the park that's used by lots and lots of the residents. So there's going to be a new pavilion, splash pad, cafe, changing facilities, and a sensory room. And then I think the important part of that is the adventure play area and the splash pad are set to be completed by late summer. So based on what we were just saying, hopefully residents will be able to go over and use those facilities, so that would be really good. And the rest of the development will probably take just over a year to come on board, but again, that will be really good for residents. It's something they will be able to use, and as we said before, something to look forward to.
So it's lovely to talk to you. We'll be talking to another member of Brentwood Council next week. You have a great weekend, Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's a quick catch-up there with Steve, who is Chief Operating Officer at Brentwood Council.